What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Peachtree Road Race.
Happy 4th of July.
It's Sam and Greg are there live.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg. We are in the heart of Midtown for the Peachtree Road Race on this Independence Day morning. It has been, you know, listen, you can't complain not one bit about the weather. It's been beautiful. It's been sunny. But there's been a constant breeze all morning.
We're around these big, tall buildings, man. If we weren't around these big, tall buildings, we'd be feeling something else right now.
Well, we were feeling it before. There just wasn't no wind, but we like it what's going on here this morning. Want to thank everybody that's helped us. Slim, first of all, Slim and Noel, yep, for keeping us on the air the way they have.
Yes.
Abe Gordon joining us. Now, we got some folks that we know that may be finishing, and they may be coming back this way, so we might have some special guests coming up along with Caleb Johnson in this 9 o'clock hour. But as we start off each hour, good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning and happy Independence Day to you folks over there in North Druid Hills area. Now, okay, you know what's over there in North Druid Hills area? Right there on the corner, 85 and Claremont?
Yep, massive, massive,
the
massive campus.
Arthur Blank Children's Hospital. Yeah. And you know that I've talked about over the last few months where me and a few other people are trying to create sort of a relationship with them and the film industry in bringing other departments over to the hospital to do some things, stunts, makeup artists, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the people who we're working with at the hospital, we got Wendy, we got Anna Glenn, and we got Nicholas.
Yeah.
And Nicholas just ran by.
Yeah, he did.
And
yeah,
him and
did.
His girlfriend doing this. And so he may be coming back. But just to talk about, this dude works in a podcast location inside the lobby of this hospital that has glass from ceiling, from floor to ceiling. It's got about 8 bays in there, so you can interview New Edition if you want. Think of the band. But it was donated, and it's all state-of-the-art stuff. It was donated by Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah. Remarkable.
And he has a number of these in hospitals around the country. Mm-hmm. Last week was Seacrest week at the Arthur Blank Children's Hospital. Tried to get some stunts out there. It was bittersweet because we had some folks lined up. But remember, we've talked about the fact that the industry's been kind of slow.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to pick up. You've been sending me pictures
from
places. I've
been sending pictures of places, man, around the metro area. We're starting to see some things pick up, and that's great to see.
Yeah, so we did a little pivot from the stunt folks to some makeup artists, which we are going to incorporate over there. Well, we're going to get Nicholas back here, hopefully, and he will be talking about what's going on over there at the hospital. In the meantime,
yeah,
what are we going to do to fix these Atlanta Braves? We had Abe here a second ago talking about the people that were, in his mind, available if there were some conversations about making trades, putting
together
packages.
But he didn't seem very hopeful, like there were very many people that could command what you would want in a trade, you know? And you're talking about guys on the team that broke spring training as a one of the favorites, and man, it just can't get it going consistently. batting averages are woeful, some of these players. So, you know, where's the value? Who's the player with the value you're going to make a deal for?
And Abe don't play off emotion. He plays off of fact. He don't care who you are or what you did yesterday or a couple years ago. When it comes to making this team a winner, there's some moves that need to be made. And not only on the field, but in the dugout, in the locker room, in the coaching staff.
Yeah.
He is ready. Now, he didn't say nothing about making a clean sweep, but it's obvious that he doesn't believe, and I'm kind of with him on this, that it's going to be hard, if not impossible, for this team to turn around and become relevant and put themselves in a position where they will be a playoff contender.
That's the thing, though. So, I mean, you've done things at the trade deadline. We've always been able to do things to get this team where it needed to be by the end, you know, by the middle of September. We'll be able to do that. It looks like he won't be able to do that this time. It doesn't look like it lends itself to that. And that's the whole thing about it that makes you feel so down about what's happening with this team as we open a series with the Baltimore Orioles this evening at Truist Park. And as we also get to say hello to our old friend Charlie Morton.
Charlie Morton. Love saying his name.
Charlie.
It's Charlie Morton.
He's going to be starting tonight for Baltimore.
He wishes his time in Baltimore was much like his time here in Atlanta, because he's not had the best season.
No.
As opposed to his teammate, Max Fried.
Boy, who went up to New York and just lit it up.
Let me ask you a question. Is he going to be starting this All-Star game?
I don't know. Be close.
I'm telling you.
He got up to a great start.
This is another one of those we talk about players coming back to Atlanta making you feel a certain kind of way. Well, we know the first baseman is going to know his way around that
right,
place.
Right.
And then you talk about the starting pitcher possibly could be Max Fried.
Yeah. It make you think a little bit, right?
Yeah, it does make you feel a certain kind of way. Hey, speaking of pitchers,
yes.
What's your thoughts on the news from this past week? What happened? Clayton Kershaw.
3,000 strikeouts. And, you know, we and I from time to time we get in a conversation about how are these pitchers going to make it to the Hall of Fame? Because, you know, first of all, they won't still have enough starts. You know, they don't go in long enough innings in a lot of games to get to 300 wins.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, like, that's something that's going to have to be almost either compromised in the future, because guys pitching long enough to get 300 wins is something we think may be almost impossible going forward. But now you're getting guys getting 3,000 strikeouts, and that's the other one of the other criterias we've long said that could get you there. And Kershaw, the way he's been the last few seasons, we talk about a person in Kershaw who doesn't pitch a whole season. He has time off and whatnot. I mean, you know, because of his injuries and things. He pitches enough this season to go and make history this week, and that's big. I mean, he's one of those guys you just want to keep healthy as far as the Dodgers go.
You see, I told you we got people coming by here.
Yep.
Patrick Ingram from Extras Cast in Atlanta joining us. Again, I just had a guy run by here, Patrick, and tell me he thanked me because I have helped him put his car in 7 movies, which means you booked him. So there you go. And you're on the casting call. But anyway, he's here with us. Tell me your son's name again.
Jack.
Oh, that's right. Jack. That's my man, Jack. So do you have a good time? What was your time?
It never works right now.
All right. But listen, let us do this thing. But I'm going to be in touch with you. But thank you again for everything. And speaking for everyone in Atlanta, thank you to Patrick Ingram and Extras Casting Atlanta for being there to be a part of the – this is the dude who booked people on Walking Dead.
Okay.
That's the man right there. If you were on The Walking Dead, you went through Patrick. And him and Janelle – is Janelle doing all right? Tell her we said hello. All right?
Fantastic.
That and a number of other projects that we've had him on. But that is like – Patrick is probably – he's my tin man.
Okay.
Meaning, you know, I always like to say you my scarecrow.
Yeah.
And I'm giving this to you guys. If you have a bunch of friends and, you know, there's one that you met first and, you know, hey, I'm going to do this for you because you're my scarecrow. You're my first. And that would have been Jamie and Rose with Bill Marinella casting.
Okay.
But after that, it was Patrick. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to think about it, Patrick might have been here first because he was with a woman named Kathy Hargrove, something like that. She's one of the mainstays here in Atlanta.
Okay.
Before the industry was here, she was with the industry here. So,
okay.
Anyway, you were talking about Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, the 3,000 strikeouts, and I was watching LA News last night for whatever reason. I turned LA News on, they were talking about it and what a big moment it was for him and for the Dodgers. So I mean, you know, It's great to see him do that. Like I said earlier this year, if they get 8 starts out of him before October, they're doing great. You know what I mean? You want to have him healthy when that time comes, because the Dodgers are a team with so many starters. I mean, Ohtani. We talk about Ohtani coming back.
He's coming back.
But I mean, he's going. We're getting him in little small increments. We get him in little small. He's going out pitching an inning, pitching on maybe 2 innings. I mean, you know, that's all they let them do right now, because the idea is we're doing all right without you.
Right.
You know, I mean, but we want you ready for October. And that's basically what you see, what they're priming for. You see that. There he is. What's up, dude? Garrett. What's
Garrett.
Up, man?
Now, Garrett's just walked up here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9, in the heart of Midtown.
You didn't run.
Here's the thing.
You didn't run?
Garrett, no. He doesn't have a microphone. He doesn't run. Garrett, don't run. Garrett gets chauffeured. What I was going to say is, while he deserves all the accolades, and he is acknowledged as one of those all-time greats, I then take it because he's like number 20. Is it 19 or 20? He's
20,
now joined that. Okay.
And I think only 4 lefties.
Well, that's what I was going to say. He ain't in my pitching staff. Like, you play that game where you got to put together your pitching staff so you get 5 starters all time. And Clayton Kershaw, even though he is a lefty, he ain't in my staff. And I had to think about it for a second. There is one Brave. Actually, there's possibly 2 that I would take for different reasons. I would take Maddox in a second.
Okay.
Over any other Brave pitcher other than Phil Niekro, because you want that specialty pitcher.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, you know, when it comes to those all times, if you got to put a staff together, I'm taking Maddox as far as the guy who put on a Braves uniform.
Yeah, all 3 of those guys was the mental approach for all 3 of them. When you talk about the 3 from the 90s, you know, just mental toughness. You know, you have a hard time getting by those guys. They would outthink you. It was great stuff, you know.
All right, Sam and Greg, we are down here right on the corner of Peachtree and 14th Street, and we are here for the Peachtree Road Race. I got people walking up to me, and I want to talk to them, but they're like getting ready. You got to keep going, but come on back here when you get a second. Please, please, please do. And I'm like you, Sam. Folks don't normally come up to me and ask me. They come to see you.
No, man, they come to see
you
today.
I'm all discombobulated here.
That's right. Is this Santa Claus coming down here? Good grief. Wow.
he walked from the North Pole.
He's taking his time, man.
What's the most interesting thing you've seen this morning?
I saw the 2 guys dressed like bananas, and I saw the dude in the Spider-Man outfit.
We saw a fully Batman.
Here's the Pope. Here he is. What's going on?
You need a White Sox hat on, man.
It's a White Sox
hat. Take
man.
That thing off and put on a Sox hat. You got to get that man a Sox hat.
He has gotten down to that part of the race now. You know, we'll be looking at people, and, you know, we're having some fun with some folks. The pace is slowing a bit. You know,
this is where the walking folks are.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, you know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
They want to participate, too. They want to participate.
Absolutely.
And we will let them do that.
We got a guest coming up next. We're going to talk to Caleb Johnson, our own Caleb Johnson. Will be joining us next to talk Hawks and NBA. And we are sitting down here, and we are sitting now, in the heart of Midtown for the Peachtree Road Race on this Independence Day. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Peachtree Road Race.
Happy 4th of July.
It's Sam and Gregor. They're live.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. That's the website. Check it out. And you can also take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg. We are here in the heart of Midtown, around the corner of 14th and Peachtree, on this Independence Day morning for the Peachtree Road Race. And I am just hoping that I'm apologizing for Sam and I. We get distracted down here. When you see first of all, it's not just the sea of bodies. It's the bodies that make us feel like we got to go from here to the gym.
Yeah. But it's also the costume. A lot of people put a lot of thought into this thing, Greg.
Those are real runners.
They don't just pick up and put on the first thing. They come out and they get very creative. With some of their outfits that they wear for this event. It's a special day.
Seen a couple and actors run by?
Yeah, but people dress it up, and you can do that. It's Atlanta. It's July 4th. It's the Peachtree Road Race.
And we know this dude who we're about to talk to. He's in pretty good shape, so the question, again, remains, why isn't he down here running?
That's a good question.
As we welcome in Caleb Johnson joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. Now you guys shaming me.
Well, only because Abe just came by and shamed us.
Yeah, okay. Abe came by and shamed everybody. And we understand that with Max out here, too.
Well, I was about to say, Abe, I found out this recently of working with him as he was filling in on the steakhouse that he comes from, like, a family of runners. I mean, my dad often would make the joke, the only place I'm running is to the kitchen to get some food, you know, kind of thing. So I didn't grow up in the most active family, which was perfectly fine, but I did get myself in good enough shape to run the polar opposite. That was back in February.
All right, okay, yeah.
And I think the thing was, once I finished that race, I was like, and this is in the, like, low, I think it was low 40s, high 30s when I ran that in February.
Yeah,
and I was thinking, doing this in 80 degrees, I just don't know how my body would handle it. So I need to get out there and one of these years actually run this thing I think Abe said he was up to like 15 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I need to get out there and do it. But I just, for whatever reason, I always find that excuse every year that's like, and of course a good one is, well, I'll be on 6 to 11 tonight on 92.9. So, you know, I got to save my strength.
Can't blame it on the show, man. Can't blame it on the show.
And here's somebody coming by with their shoes in their hands.
He's
in his socks with shoes in hand. I don't know what that says. What does that say, Greg?
Well, it's like people who like running. There are people. Look, what was the one who ran barefoot?
Did the shoes blow out?
Zola Bud. Zola Bud.
Yeah, but she started out with no shoes on. This man is walking down the street with his shoes in his hand.
How you know he didn't start off that way?
I don't think he started out. But then why have the shoes at all then?
Well, who knows?
You know, I guess.
Well, you need to run up there and ask him.
I guess the shoes are not a prerequisite. We assume everybody needs shoes to do this.
Nope. We got a guest on here, man. Will you quit speculating and ask him a
question
about the NBA?
We're spending time with Caleb Johnson here on this Independence Day morning. And he is social. You can find him at ATL Johnson 18 at ATL Johnson 18. My goodness, Caleb, things continue to happen with this Atlanta Hawks basketball team. This roster continue to get shaped. Thoughts about the things that have happened in the last few days as the younger members of this team get set to head out for summer league?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest news has obviously been the fact that the Atlanta Hawks now have depth. They have real depth to this roster. That's something that they desperately needed as they added Nickeil Alexander-Walker in a sign-and-trade and then Luke Kennard. So they got essentially the league's best three-point shooter over the last five seasons. Luke Kennard's been shooting like 45% every season. And I think the other thing with him is that not only does he shoot threes, and he shoots them at a high volume. It's almost like 10, close to 10 a game. It's like, I think, 9.9 per 100 possessions. But he's putting up a ton of shots, which is, what have we been asking for Trae Young when it comes to adding pieces to this team? You know, I think what we had seen in years past is the Hawks would add good pieces, but you kind of went, well, how exactly is this going to work with Trae? I think what we've seen now is you already have Dyson, who is a strong point of attack defender and can work well with Trae. You know how Zachary Risacher works alongside Trae, and the fact that he doesn't need the ball in his hands, but he can put up shots and get offense going for you. Of course, we know how Jalen and Onyeka work alongside Trae, and those things have been successful. But I think off the bench, you have not been able to find that offensive production. And so you get Nickeil Alexander-Walker from the Minnesota Timberwolves on a pretty decent-sized deal where he can add some of that point of attack defending. He also can shoot threes pretty decently well, enough that he'll bring some offense to your team. And that is going to give you the ability to space the floor and score a lot of points and still have defense on the other end, because you need strong defense when Trae is on the floor, because as much as he is a better defender than he was, he's still somewhat of a liability. And then when Trae is not on the floor, you need offense. And so you've got a guy like Luke Kennard who can handle the rock if you need him to, or you can put a bunch of other different-looking lineups out there, maybe Dyson Daniels. It was funny, Dyson last year, after he had to step in for Trae when Trae got hurt and he played point guard, he reminded all of us media people, like, yeah, I played point guard in high school, and I think he kind of wants to do it more often. And so this sets this team up, I think, pretty perfectly to have some really strong depth heading into the season. I think they just need to add a few more pieces, because I believe, if I remember correctly, they are three roster spots away from having a full roster, and they have to sign at least two more players to fill this thing out.
Caleb Johnson joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are here in the heart of Midtown for the Peachtree Road Race. You know, after this past week and all the movement that was going on, it was funny to listen to the national guys talk about, you know, the odds of the various teams in the East, all around the whole league, but especially in the East, and how the Hawks have moved up. Given what you just said, and you look at this Eastern Conference right now, and I realize the movement isn't done, especially when people are wondering what's going to go on with Milwaukee, but do you feel like they have positioned themselves to, long as everybody stays healthy, to be somebody that's going to be really, really a headache in this upcoming season?
Yeah, I think so. It's funny. You guys talk about, like, the national media stuff. And I went on my podcast, Atlanta Basketball with Caleb Johnson, and was talking about the fact that I'm actually a little bit uncomfortable with how positive everyone is talking about this Hawks team, because we're not used to it. We're just simply not used to seeing it. And I do, the part that I worry about, and this is, I tend to be a worrier, and I know I shouldn't do it, but I think part of what I worry about is that this team has not necessarily handled expectations particularly well in the past. You think of when this team came off of that 2021 Eastern Conference Finals run. They followed it up by a lot of disappointment the following season, and eventually, you know, Nate McMillan getting fired and sent up out of here. And I think even when you look at last season and the fact that the Hawks went on their run in the in-season tournament, the NBA Cup, and really had some momentum going there, they followed it up with kind of a lot of disappointment after that. And obviously that was a large part in due to injuries. But I just get a little bit concerned when I see everyone start talking about how this Atlanta Hawks team is set to be a thorn in the side. I think that was what the term that Bill Simmons used. And I mean, there's a lot of people who have been very much down on Trae Young that all of a sudden see the pieces put around Trae Young and have changed their tune. And it's like, how interesting, where people wanted to put so much blame on Trae in the past, but then when you start to see, oh, you added defense and you added shooters, well, that would work with Trae. It's like, yes, that is what so many Hawks fans have been asking for, and it's finally put together. So for me, the ceiling for this team, I believe, in the regular season is to be third in the East. But as a team that was ninth in the East just a year ago, I feel like, hey, if you get to five or six and you are in the playoffs without having to be in the playoff round, you need to be able to look at Chicago and Miami and go, hey, guys, I know it's been fun for us all three to be in the play-in the last 3 years, but we're going to separate ourselves. And I do think that the Hawks are primed to do so, but this is also an Eastern Conference that I think New York is still going to be really good. I think Orlando is certainly going to be in the mix with what they've done. I think you can't sleep on Detroit. And then if Giannis is still a Milwaukee Buck, I think they're going to be amongst that mix, especially when it comes to a regular season team. So I'm not as concerned where the Hawks end their regular season, but this is a team as it is built right now that I think we've got to see the second round of the playoffs to look back and see this as a success.
Fantastic, fantastic stuff. You mentioned Giannis. You brought him up. A lot of people are floating this deal around. Do you feel that's a possibility for that? I know there's some odds saying that the Hawks, the odds have increased.
No.
What are you thinking about that, Caleb?
Yeah, so I have been one that I am not super interested in a Giannis Antetokounmpo deal, and it's simply because I think the amount of capital you have to give up in order to get him and what you have to pay him and how all of these restrictions are in the NBA right now with this first and second apron, it makes it enticing, but I think it also goes against the plan that we've been seeing from this Hawks team, which is build through the draft and young talent. However, this is a big thing. Giannis is not available right now. Like, he has to ask for a trade, and that has not happened. The weird thing with Giannis is he, for whatever reason, seems to be looking at Milwaukee and saying, don't make me ask for a trade. It really seems like he wants to stay there. He's been given the opportunity in the past to get out, and essentially what the Bucks have done is made last-minute moves, like 2 years ago when they traded for Damian Lillard. These were moves in order to keep him. Now, if the Bucks really didn't ask for Giannis's advice on getting rid of Damian Lillard and going out to get Miles Turner, and that upsets him, then maybe we are headed towards a situation where the Hawks are able to trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo. But if I'm honest, I think the Houston Rockets have the best package in order to make that sort of a trade happen, because they have Amen Thompson, and I think he would be the most enticing piece of any young player that a team could offer Milwaukee, because you got to think, Milwaukee's got to replace Giannis Antetokounmpo not just with stars who fit along, not just players who fit alongside a star, but they want their own star. And to be completely honest, I think Jalen Johnson's a great player. I think Zachary Richey is a great player. I just don't know that they're necessarily stars on their own that Milwaukee would want to trade for, but it certainly makes it fun for us, right, to be able to break out the trade machine and see, okay, what exactly is it going to take in order to make that deal happen? And it's going to be most likely Jalen Johnson, Zachary Richey, at least, and a first-round pick or two.
Yep. It is fun to talk about this Hawks team and know that it's on the radar nationally because of what has happened the last couple of weeks. It's refreshing. It's a breath of fresh air. It gives us something I'm really looking forward to seeing, Caleb, and I think Greg will echo the same thing. That's what we wanted, and I think that's what the fans –
But it makes them nervous, though.
And that's what that's what the fans in Atlanta have wanted. We've been waiting on this a long time, Caleb.
Yeah, no, look, I enjoy being nervous when it comes to my sports teams. I think, you know, I was a nervous wreck when this Atlanta Braves team in 2021 was trying to win a World Series. I remember being nervous through 21 when the Hawks went on their run, and I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan, so it's been the same thing when they went for their national championships. Like, give me all the nerves. I will I'll make sure I'm getting my meds prescribed and, you know, and I'm getting a good spot. But this is absolutely what the city of Atlanta needs in order to, I think, get fans involved once again, because you had a couple of lackluster seasons of disappointment. Now the thing is you've got to take these expectations and actually live up to them. And I don't want to be dealing with excuses come, you know, January, February of next year because of injuries. But that's kind of what this thing hinges on, quite honestly.
I love this dude, man. You get Caleb on here, you ask him three questions, you fill up a whole segment.
He's got it, though,
and he's
man.
Thorough he's got and
it.
All
he's
of that.
Got it. He's
and,
covering all the bases,
and
man.
And still had time to apologize for not running into Peachtree. What's on the grill for you, man? Are you cooking? Are you going to somebody's house, or are you having some folks over today?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
I said, are you putting something on the grill at your house, or are you going to somebody else's?
No, I am absolutely putting some. I'm putting some burgers on the grill later today for sure.
All right. Okay.
Okay. You should have said that because Sam will be over there because he's looking for plates.
I'll do with an empty plate. I'll show up.
Caleb, as always, man, we thank you for getting up and joining us like you do, and your contributions to our show. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. You guys have a good one.
There All you right, go. You too. Thanks
that
a lot.
Caleb Johnson. We are going to wrap things up. I don't have Noelle in front of me, but I would imagine Mr. Fricky's going to be following us at top of the hour.
She'll let us know.
She'll correct us in a minute, though. I just saw Garrett.
Yep.
So he's going to be up there with him as producer. Garrett's going to have some opinions that will come out. But we are here in Midtown, the corner of 14th and Peachtree, for the Peachtree Road Race. Happy Independence Day to everybody. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Peachtree Road Race.
Happy 4th of July.
It's Sam and Greg are there live.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 9829thegame.com is the website. You need to check it out. All the interviews you hear throughout the course of the week, pick the show, you can find right there on our website. You can also take us with you on the Odyssey app. As we sit here in the heart of Midtown, 14th and Peachtree Street, Colony Square, for the Peachtree Road
Race. Helicopter floating above, and everybody.
We got all kinds of stuff floating above, you know. That folks just can't see it. We got drones everywhere. We got people on top of buildings you don't know nothing about. We are being watched.
Yeah, we are.
Big brother, big sister,
big time,
big daddy. Everybody's watching us right now, and that's the nature of events this size and cities this size
of this
in
magnitude.
2025.
Let's get down our winners once again. Our men's wheelchair winner division was David Romanchek. He's won this before. His time was 18:36. Susan Scaroni.
That sounds about right.
It's the top women's wheelchair winner of 22.05. Women's Helen Oribe was the winner of the women's elite runners at 31.29, and Patrick Kiprock, the men's winner from Kenya and the University of Arkansas, 27.35.
Did you get that right? You pronounce that right?
Yes.
It is Patrick?
Patrick. It is Patrick. And congratulations to our winners. And, you know, we talked with Rich Kanar early, and our concern about getting about some of the international runners in. Especially we had some scheduling problems with the airport and getting some people into the country and whatnot to participate that usually like to run in this event. So there's some things that the race organizers had to work on. They're getting their participants here. Nevertheless, he was very pleased at the elite division of this race for this year's competition and that it was going to be highly competitive and have some of the best in the world competing in this event. So pleased with those type things. We kicked off things. Mayor Andre Dickens,
he didn't even stop and wave at us.
He snuck past us, man.
Yeah, he did.
He's on his way somewhere.
I mean, he's a thin gentleman, but he ain't that small.
He's on his way to a breakfast somewhere, man.
See,
the mayor had to get
done. He could have told us where to get a plate and all of that.
Yeah, well, the mayor knows where to get a plate now. But we appreciate him spending time with us, just really setting the tone for our morning, talking about what a great event this is, how Atlanta does this event, and how he enjoys taking part in it.
How proud he should be. Not just this event, while this is a standalone event and does what it does, but this last week, folks getting ready for the World Cup next year with the soccer events that took place. So, again, when we talk to him, he is, like I said, walking around like a proud daddy.
Absolutely, absolutely, because that's what he does. That's what he does. Absolutely. Sing. So,
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game. You get so distracted, man.
Well,
you try to
the
answer
questions.
The questions.
We're to the point where people are conversational. Remember, people were riding, running by here when people were trying to match their personal best or trying to really get on the clock. You know, they were pretty focused.
You saw some people that we had on the air. And we had the Safe at Home folks that you said ran by.
Oh, my goodness. Stuart, CJ Kelly's daughter, came running by. Saw my old colleague from 11 Alive Days, Donna Lowry, came by.
Oh, Donna Lowry, what about? I didn't see her
right
either.
She gave me a big hug.
See, that's what I'm saying. You're the man of the people today. I got to keep the show going.
No, you're the man. You got people coming up.
Two people came up, and I keep it moving.
People came up because you got, because they made money because of you.
And again, and they kept it moving. You sitting over here getting pictures and making reservations and all that.
Reservation? I didn't mean no reservation.
Yeah, you did.
No.
I'll be over at 3 o'clock for a plate. That's your resume.
Over 3 o'clock for a plate.
There's you. Oh, man. Listen, let's mention something that happened this past week we have not said. And it leads me to a question I'm going to have for you about State Farm Arena.
Okay.
But did you hear who got a statue this past week, the first one outside of a certain arena? Outside of the arena in Seattle, which is named the, I want to make sure I get this right, Climate Pledge Arena. They put a statue out there, the first one, and it was of Lenny Wilkins.
Yep.
Does that surprise you?
No.
I mean,
no.
Yes, he deserves one. I'm just surprised that in 2025 it took him this long to put a statue up outside of their basketball arena.
I guess it's a lot odd because they don't have a team there anymore. You know, their team won the championship this year in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
That's the old Seattle Supersonics. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's been talk of having a team. Now, Sue Bird is going to get one next to him. Now, her team still plays. The Storm, matter of fact, they were here last night and beat the Dream by one, doggone it.
By the way, we have a WNBA segment tomorrow on our show from 8 until 12.
We'll catch up. Dream's letting us down at the end, although Ryan Howard didn't play last night. But still a good effort for them. But Lenny Wilkins,
congratulations to him. My question is, who gets the next one outside of State Farm? We got Dominique out there?
It'll be a minute. I mean, those type of things are rare because we've had players of that caliber in our city have been rare. You know, I mean, we talk about those type players. I always say guys that people in other cities would buy a ticket to see. Who have we had on our teams here in Atlanta that people in other cities would buy a ticket to see? That tells you who gets a statue, you know, or at least who gets considered for a statue. And, you know, so that's where we are. You know, we've had some players come through here that made us look, that generated that kind of excitement. Some may have not have stayed as long as people would have liked for them to have stayed to be in that statue status. But it's just a rarity to have those type players that you think about it.
No, you know what I'm thinking about?
We always turn out to see those teams with those type guys on them. Mm-hmm. We're good for doing that here in Atlanta. Somebody comes to town or whatnot, you know, Kobe come to town, everybody go get a Lakers jersey from Nova Champs and whatnot, and they make sure and put the tag in the back so they can take it back the next day, but they're going to show up in that Lakers jersey. You know what I mean?
But that's
what we do. We rarely have had players here in Atlanta that will make people do the same thing. And so, you know, when you say that, that's not an easy question. That's not an easy question to ask.
What I was thinking about, though, was this past week they had a game. Who's playing in the Yankees minor league stadium right now? Is it Tampa Bay?
Yeah, they're playing their home games.
Okay. And it got me thinking about owners because, again, this Lenny Wilkins thing, when this happened, okay, what non-player, what coaches – and then by extension, I was watching this game. I said, okay, well, Steinbrenner doesn't have a statue as an owner.
How many owners do?
I was thinking to myself, I can't think of any.
I haven't looked around Philadelphia. You may find one of Connie Mack.
But he was a manager, too.
Manager, too, you know. But owners, there's nothing of Hallis in Chicago.
Only the name of the trophy.
He was coach.
He was everything there. The reason I brought this up is because I wondered if there was ever going to be an acknowledgement of Ted Turner like that. Now, his teams didn't win, but he's identifiable. He's identified with this Braves team in a way that's different than other owners are identified with their team. Like you talked about Steinbrenner. We talked about Steinbrenner. You talked about some of the other unique owners. This is the birthday of what would have been Al Davis.
Okay.
There was a person who should get a – and they're making a movie about him
Where would his be? It would be Oakland?
It would be Oakland.
Would the people in Oakland like that?
Would they like it? I would imagine they would. I would imagine they'd embrace it since they have a stadium to put it outside of.
In Oakland?
In Oakland, because everybody's moving to Vegas.
But that's just it. But the team don't play there no more.
Yeah, but Lenny Wilkins just got one, and that team don't play there.
Yep, but they're okay. At least – but it's a active, functioning arena. The stadium in Oakland ain't going to be active and functional. Baseball ain't playing there. Football ain't playing there. I'm just saying you're going to put a,
no, you're,
put
I mean,
a
again,
in front of a stadium that nobody's playing.
But
in.
That would be an owner that I would think would get one.
I don't know how much love there was for Oakland for him taking him away to L.A. that time.
They got him back, though.
Yeah, they got him back. I don't know.
He knew why they were moving, too.
Yeah.
It was more about Roselle than it was him being greedy.
It took the folks through some changes out there. I don't
know. It did.
We get that. you know. But in regards to Mr. Turner, I hope that he certainly deserves it. He certainly deserves it here in Atlanta. Some people will say he's the man who saved baseball in this town. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will say that is a very fitting title for him.
I think it is only right that we, as we wrap up this show, and thank everybody again for being a part of it, that you spend some time, because I know this is you waiting, and I'm surprised you haven't brought it up yet.
What's that?
Because since we've been on the air, and I want to say apologies to Brandon Hutchinson, Atlanta Motor Echo Park Speedway put on another first-class event.
We can get that in the morning.
And, well, just shout out to Chase. Okay, so you got to listen tomorrow between 8 and 12 to get a deep dive into
because they're in your hometown now.
But I ain't got nothing to do while we got to wait. We're just, letting them know.
But NASCAR's in your hometown this week.
Congratulations to Brandon Hutchinson and his entire staff for once again putting on a – talk about somebody being proud and walking around with their chest out because of the job they did. I realize a whole lot of banging and bumping toward the end of that race, but still, congratulations to Chase the way he pulled that out.
It was a Saturday night. We'll talk about it tomorrow morning. It was a classic Saturday night race. And I'm not just on the biggest level, but even if you were in a short track in North Carolina, Saturday night is something special in NASCAR. And that race had all the elements, including the Sea Lions were back. So, you know, you got the Sea Lions out there. That was amazing. But we'll get into that tomorrow morning.
Are you a fan of Casey Kasem's America's Top 40?
Was.
It started on this day, Sam.
Wow.
Casey Kasem's America's Top 40 started on this day. Hotmail started on this day, too.
Hotmail
back in 96 started on this day.
Oh,
Booker T. Washington established Tuskegee Institute on this day. Louisiana Purchase was announced by President Jefferson on this day.
Okay.
West Point opened on this day. So a lot of stuff happened on this day. Birthdays go out to, we mentioned Bill Withers earlier. Geraldo's got a birthday today, of all people. Post Malone, happy 30th birthday to him. And one of Obama's kids, you want to guess which one?
Sasha.
Nope, Malia.
Okay, it's two of them.
You had a 50-50
chance.
Right. Happy birthday to her. And it seems hard to believe that this actually existed for a very, very, very long time. But if you don't know, you're going to have to Google her.
Okay.
And Sam's got a – what are we talking about here? Two beauty queens just walked up on this show with their sashes on, pulled Sam away from me to get a picture.
Pulled him away from me. No, I heard they were coming.
As I was about to talk about Morgana.
No, you weren't. No,
yes, I was. It's her birthday today.
Well, we ain't talking about
it. See, that's you because you're sitting there with these two young ladies.
Well, we're going to let them come over here and we'll get a picture. Why don't y'all come over here?
Yay.
And we
listen. No, don't bring me into your den of – anyway, we are here in the heart of Buckhead. Sam, say something.
What? Okay, we'll say something.
Tell these,
folks,
who are these people behind us that you dragged into me here?
It's been wonderful to be here today, and this is the best way to end it up, especially as we're going to Mr. Fricky.
Thank you.
Well, come and say hello. Give us your names and your titles.
Kalicia. Oh, sorry.
All right.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah, we can hear you.
Hi. My name is Kalicia Negron, and I am Miss Georgia's Teen USA 2025.
When were you crowned that? When did this happen? When was the pageant?
Last weekend.
Wow.
Not that long ago.
Now, where are you from in Georgia? Is it like all the counties? Is it the cities?
It is.
So 159 women are in this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not talking to your average idiot here, right? I know how many counties there are in Georgia.
So I represented Cobb County. Yes.
Oh, and you won it?
I did.
Oh, well, I live in Cobb County.
Oh, you do?
Yes,
Lost Mountain.
Small town.
Yeah, shout out Lost Mountain. and your friend here is from?
Oh, here we go.
Well, you started this interview, we got to keep going with it.
I'm all here. I'm Savannah Miles. I just won Miss Georgia USA.
Fantastic.
Okay.
So wow. I'm the Miss. She's a teen.
Wow.
Yes, but I'm from Brookhaven. So
okay.
ATL.
Fantastic.
Now,
great,
when was that pageant, and when you get to compete in the?
Miss USA. So she'll compete for Miss Teen USA. I'll compete for Miss USA. We both won last weekend, and we don't have the date yet for the national competitions, but whenever they are, we're there.
Now, is this all still scholarship-based? You get a scholarship and then some other prizes?
And so there's a little bit of scholarship with it, but it's more so the opportunity to compete for Miss Universe and Miss USA. Wow. Yeah.
Look at that. Now, do you get to go all around the state or all around the country as that winner?
We go all around the state and country. So we'll compete wherever Miss USA is, which will probably be in a different state.
Okay.
But our job as Miss Georgia USA and Miss Georgia Teen USA is to serve the communities of Georgia.
How much work goes into this?
Oh, my gosh, so much.
Oh, please, man, I even know about that. You seen them documentaries?
Yeah.
It's
what these
really
ladies?
About how much you want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a full sport. It's a yes. sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to train.
Yeah, man.
You guys are doing
just like
this now.
Just run, you got to train.
Yeah.
When did you start? Okay, we'll start with Miss Teen here.
Hi.
When do you start? Now, I would imagine, been doing pageants for a good bit of your life, or would that be incorrect?
Actually, I used to do, like, the little ones when I was younger, where you just walk across the stage and that's it, and then I took a really long break, but then I saw my friend compete in the pageants, and I saw that she had so many opportunities with her platform, and that's what made me start.
All right. Well, we just about told we got to wrap this up, but we wish you both much luck, moving
both,
forward.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for stopping by to visit with us.
Yes, thanks for letting us run in.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's because you smiled at Sam. That's why. That's all you got to do.
You
walk up,
enjoy
your smile at Sam.
You, thank y'all.
Congratulations, ladies.
We got to go.
There you go. We got to go. Thank you, Noel. Mr. Fricky is up next. We'll be on tomorrow from 8 until 12. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Independence Day morning. Sam and Greg in the heart of Buckhead on this Independence Day Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.